This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
In the meantime, let's take a look at the deregulation of private consultation fees at clinics. Because last week, the Ministry of Health announced that Cabinet has agreed to deregulate private medical consultation fees.
This essentially allows doctors and dentists in the private sector to fix their own consultation rates. At the moment, GPs in private clinics charge consultation fees of between 10 ringgit and 35 ringgit as mandated under legislation. These have not been revised since 1992.
So for some thoughts on how this might affect our medical care costs, we speak this morning to Dr. R. Arasu, Secretary General of the Malaysian Medical Association, or MMA. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Arasu. Now, the MMA has come out to laud the decision. Why do you see this as a good move, and who stands to benefit from it?
Okay, first of all, MMA would like to applaud the Minister of Health and the Pakatan Harapan Cabinet for making this bold decision to deregulate professional fees, especially the consultation rate. And on the MMA side, we look at 5 points over here. Number one is that this is an empowerment to the public, free market, and this will also increase healthy competitiveness and lead to value-based healthcare. And this will also enhance the GPs to cater for the needs of the community they are serving. So basically what is going to happen is that the consumers will decide where do they get the best value-based healthcare they're looking for. And the other part is that this will also help the GPs also to enhance themselves so that they can continue to provide various health modalities, for example, preventive, counselling, that will also benefit the patients. Under the current consultation fee, there is no motivation or incentives for them to provide this.
So with GPs now setting their own rates, should consumers expect to be charged higher fees at private clinics moving forward?
MMA believes that total encounter fee will remain the same or at least a marginal increase. Why we are telling that? We need to look at how the practice has been in the last couple of decades. What was recommended by MMA in 1992, it was at 35 ringgit. Along the way, every other cost has gone up, except for the fees. So what the GPs were doing along the way is that they were cross-subsidizing by supplementing that in the marking up the medicine prices. So we have come to the level where we cannot mark up anymore. So what we foresee is that the medicine price will be reduced and the doctors will start charging appropriate consultation fee for the services they're actually providing for the patients. And the other important thing we need to understand, 80% of the patients that patronize the GP clinics, these are all our regular patients. Some of them, you know, two generations, some even three generations, the whole family comes to see us. So we are very, very cost sensitive. We are very, very cost sensitive. So based on that experience and also looking at the market's expectations, MMA foresees the total encounter fee will remain the same.
As with any new policy, some teething problems are to be expected. What issues do you see arising in the short term as this free market policy rolls out?
You are correct. This is something new. The doctors, they've been regulated for the last 13 years. Suddenly when they deregulated, of course, there will be a lot of confusion, be it the public or the doctors. On the public part, we are very sure there will be fear, like what we have been reading in the various media. The cost is going to go up, the doctors are going to charge more. I think the fear is normal. Any changes, of course, there'll be fear. The market will adjust by itself. As we know, there are so many avenues on transparency because it's already covered under the Private Healthcare Facilities and Services Act. And also there's a good medical practice and also professional conduct by the Malaysian Medical Council. And having said that, the ministry has also in the circular has stated that currently, they're amending, and then they'll make sure all these mechanisms are also in place. And then on the part of the doctors, there is also fear that they will be undercutting. Why the fear is that at the moment in Malaysia, we have close to 7,000 GP clinics in the country. And then majority of them are seeing up to 30 patients or lesser than that. So the fear is that will they be undercutting to sustain the practice?
And what do you mean by undercutting for those who are unfamiliar with the term?
So the fear is that, for example, if you are practicing in Bukit Bintang, definitely the cost of practice in Bukit Bintang is much, much higher than another place, maybe in the outskirts. You see, so the price comparison, it cannot be the same price. Okay, but if somebody in Bukit Bintang just open up a new place and then they want to put it at a lower price. So what will happen is that this is what I call undercutting. As long as you charge the fair pricing based on that area, I think you should be okay. So we must understand, of course, when you are in business, you make profit. Profit for you to sustain and also to upgrade your facilities and also upskill yourself. But the doctors are not profiteering. So it is important for public to understand the difference between profit and profiteering. And we strongly believe the GPs are generally, many of them have been providing services to the public for decades, and they will uphold the professionalism while providing the services. And then I think the public will benefit.
So, Dr. Arasu, does this move then facilitate the separation of prescribing and dispensing medication as called for by some stakeholders?
Okay, dispensing separation has been a contentious issue for decades. And then in 2015, we had a stakeholders engagement for 5 days in Port Dickson. So the outcome of that engagement is that was that dispensing separation is only feasible when you have a national health financing system. That means you have a single payer system. It is not only the consultation fee. We are talking about the governance structure, how they're going to do that. What about the prescription? What is the audit trail? Will there be a duplication? Will there be a fraud in the prescription? Who is going to audit that? So there are lots of factors involved. So MMA will support only when we have a single payer system, which was agreed by all parties. We must make sure the building blocks are in place. The healthcare financing must be in place. There must be an integrated system, EMR integrated between public, private, pharmacy, GPs, all these things must be in place. Then eventually everybody will benefit from that. Until then, dispensing separation is not feasible. That is MMA's stand.
Thank you so much, Dr. Arasu. And that was Dr. R. Arasu, Secretary General of the Malaysian Medical Association. Now, he brought up an interesting point there at the end, which was the EMR, which is the electronic medical record, right? And that's something that the Ministry of Health is pushing to create within the next 3 years, because ultimately that's likely to be the best way in order to actually integrate and kind of standardize all of the data and record keeping for every patient in the country, right? Because as is, if you go to a public hospital, your records will be in one place. If you go to a private hospital the next day, your records will be in another place. If you separate a dispensation, your records will be in a third place once you go to an actual pharmacy. So it's basically at this point in time, it's all scattered. There's no integration of the systems.
Yeah, your files are all over the place. And that is a very good point, actually. I've never really thought about that. In theory, it sounds like a good idea to split the two. But if you don't have the building blocks, as you said, to make sure that it's done properly, it could end up being really bad.
Yeah, so there needs to. Perhaps this is just phase one. I'm hoping that eventually there will be a real overhaul of the health system so that there is also this integration between, like what you say, between public and private healthcare, how the two systems work together side by side. Because you want to give Malaysians options, right? So some people, yes, private healthcare is the way to go. They can afford it. Or for some people, they do some things in the private healthcare system and some things in the government. But the question is it all talking to each other? And it doesn't seem to be the case, because even when we move on to this, let's say, dispensation separation scheme, as Dr. Arasu pointed out, we don't have a system in place whereby we can prevent fraud, that there's an audit mm-hmm. trail, that the pharmacies know what the doctors have prescribed. So the systems all don't talk to each other.
Absolutely. So this is going to be a very interesting development once we actually see what's going to come out of it. But right now we're heading into the 7:30 news, and after that we'll be speaking to Matt Bevington, a researcher at the UK in a Changing Europe, a think tank based in King's College in London, on the upcoming UK elections. Also, don't forget to vote on the poll we have running on the BFM Twitter account. We're asking you what makes you travel locally. You can find the poll over on at BFM Radio. Be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.